Welcome to David Maister's Business Masterclass, a series of advanced business seminars exploring principles and practices for success in professional businesses.
Hello, I'm David Maister. This special 25-episode podcast collection is selected from live recordings of my lectures, workshops, and speaking engagements. A companion video edition of this series is available through my new Maister Moments videocast. The entire Maister Moments video collection is also available in a special DVD compilation, which can be found at my website, davidmaister.com. In this clip, we dig into the parallels between being an effective manager in the workplace and being an effective change agent within your family. How do you learn how to deal with different family members and bring about harmony and joint action in a family situation? And where does that match what you have to do at work? I'm merely saying, let's not fool ourselves, that you do not bring about changed performance by engaging in a performance appraisal. Does that sentence make sense? That of all the ways of getting another human being to improve, criticizing them is the worst known to mankind. And again, I'm not trying to make cute points, I'm trying to make serious points, which is that the mentality we have when we're a manager somehow breaks every rule we know when we're a family member. In other words, I may give you one other way of thinking about it. Suppose dad's doing something wrong in the family. And it's an issue, it's got to be tackled. The title of this whole meeting is The Courage to Make Things Better, right? And that's exactly the word. Dad is doing something that's got to get tackled. But it's dad. You with me? And the issue that you learn in life is if you're going to be responsible, you got to have the courage to tackle the issue. But with the interpersonal and emotional and social and political and psychological skill, did you catch all those? To actually talk to dad in such a way that dad will change. And that does not depend on the accuracy of your comment. It turns on your understanding of dad and what's the best way to work with dad. Are you with me on that point? Now, again, what that says is your job is you've got to have the patience to take the time to deal with dad's neuroses. Right? You've got to deal with dad the way dad wants to be dealt with. My job's simpler, right? All I got to do is make sensible points and people pay me. Right, and then I leave. You've got a much harder job, which is you've got to get people to accept these points. So you've got to deal with people's psychology and their neuroses and their insecurities. And I'll say it one more time and then invite your comments and reactions. The job of managing is entirely an interpersonal, social, psychological, political skill. It has nothing to do with intellect. And we're at the point on which I started, that in order to even qualify for the job, you have to pass the first attitudinal test, which is the ability to suppress your own ego needs and worry about the good of the family instead of looking good yourself. The job is to make sure the organization functions. It is not, do you get to do what you like to do? And I am trying to report to you that most people in managerial positions should not be there because they are like me. It's not that they're bad people, because I don't think I'm a bad person. I just know I should never be a manager. An interesting question that flows from this is, when it comes to your family, are you the kind of person who the family members tend to turn to restore harmony and resolve disputes? Are you seen as the natural family manager? Or are you one of those people, perhaps like me, where they say, let's not get David involved too early, he tends to get a bit emotional? The interesting question is, are you a good manager when the family issues need sensitive handling? This podcast series is now available for purchase, both as a single episode and as part of a DVD set, from my website, davidmaister.com/store, STORE.
I'm also pleased to announce that my forthcoming book, Strategy and the Fat Smoker, is available for pre-order from this same location.